Triple M right across the coast. Good morning from the best address in Australia. That is Life in a Northern Town from the Dream Academy and Meatloaf. You took the words right out of my mouth. Yes. 12 past 5, black as the ace of spades outside, and another Groundhog Day. Yes. A high fire danger, mostly sunny. 28 on the coast, up to 37 inland today, and northerly winds for the coastal waters to 25 knots. Hope you had a good Tuesday. We had a very busy day, foot soldiering around Triple M yesterday. And I can tell you, the wind, what is it with this wind? Jeez, some beaches look the best they've looked for donkey's years, and others are just a mess of the red weed. What is going on? Bushfires still around, as you could imagine, with tinderbox conditions at the moment. We'll talk more about that shortly. Making news around the place today, you'll hear and see more about this today, the body of a 20-year-old Indian man who went missing while swimming at Watermola Beach in the Sutherland Shire has been located. It's very sad. And locally, bushfire yesterday at Ellenborough on Toms Creek Road, covering about 88 acres, is now being controlled by the Rural Fire Services. Houses and sheds and some old vehicles were destroyed at the height of the fire yesterday. Let's hope this wind doesn't get up too early this morning. In sport, in cricket, the Sixers beat the Strikers by 8 wickets, and tonight the Renegades tackled the Thunder. And also in the NRL, there's rumours around Shane Flanagan could take the Sharks to court. In sport locally, the Port Macquarie Swimming Club are meeting at the pool tonight in Gordon Street at 6. And in golf, there's a Stableford in Port for the ladies today, and of course Ladies Day also in Kempsey. On the show today, plenty happening, including we'll catch up with the Wormer after 6 with today's Fishing Burst Bert. Also, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, and I got told a howler yesterday by a Triple M staff member, which I will go through a little later on today. But our top dad joke of the day, we'll receive our voucher to go and have lunch at the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant at my great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club, thanks to Harrington Mechanical. Also coming up, Christy with What's On, the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. I know she's going to talk about art and swimming. And actually, if you're interested in doing a bronze medallion course, there's one of those coming up. I know Christy's going to talk about that. Access all areas. Oh, this is a money-can't-buy experience. Only Triple M Club members can win. And what would your pick be? Nickelback, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, or Kiss? It's a tough call. Only Triple M Club members can win. If you're not a member, sign up today to triplem.com.au. Also, we'll have a look at the birthday wheel, another $1,000 on offer today. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Phil Collins, Christian Bale, and rugby coaching great, the great Eddie Jones. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. We
love
our city.
Feels good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels good.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Great moments in political history. It was 2009, the year that Emperor Kevin Crudd of Labour put many important bill things before Parliament.
Let me say this. When it comes to introducing great bills, it takes a great person, and that great person is me. I've said so many times. Gosh, I'm good.
But his counterpart, opposition leader Malcolm Turnbull, was struggling to round up a full complement of Liberal Party members to be in opposition.
Where the devil is our resident drunkard Tony Abbs, hopefully puking down his budgie smugglers?
Wrong! Tony Abbs had finished throwing up and had passed out in his office, lying in a crumpled heap, face down on his open Bible.
Oh, Tony, get up. We need you to vote in the House. Tony, it's Peter Costello. Oh, bugger, he doesn't even stir when I shake him. Oh, gosh, look at all the cash in his wallet.
Tony, wake up. It's Bronwyn Bigwig. Get up. Kevin Crudd is having a field day.
No, it's no use, Bron. He's out like lights on the Titanic.
Damn, nothing in his wallet either.
No.
Tony, what are you doing? Get up.
Oh, forget it, Eric Abetz. throwing what's left in his wine flagon on his face won't help.
I know what will sober him up very quickly. I'll pat him on the bottom. Oh, dear. Nothing. He must be dead.
He's snoring.
No, it's a death rattle. I bags his office.
Tony, dear, we need you now.
Oh, it's no use, Prissy Pine.
Have you patted him on the bottom?
Yes.
What an unprofessional drunken fool. Hand me that stapler. Not even stapling his ears together wakes him up. Oh, there he is. Oh, what a useless, inebriated blackguard.
We're trying our best to wake him, Malcolm.
What? Oh, no, 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 don't do that. Look, when I come to think about it, Tony is far more used to our country lying here like this than he ever is awake.
Well,
I
must admit, yes, good point, that. Yes.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Yes, and the Fishing Best Bet, of course, remember to keep your lid on your fishing litter. If it's not in the bin, it's on you. And here he is, the Wormer. Good morning, Wormer.
Good morning, Strawny.
Is this, I don't know, I've got deja vu. It was exactly the same yesterday.
The only difference this morning is we got a red sunrise.
Yeah, just magnificent. There was a red sunset last night as well. Now, and I got to report, the best weather reporters, as you know, Wormer, are my water dragons. And
yes.
No water dragons on the concrete as I drive into my place. I will report as soon as they lob, and that means it's going to rain. But another day of really hot weather, and these northerly winds, they're just not letting up. And what about the tides today? The lows 0.4 and the highs 0.9.
No movement at all.
No, nothing today. What's going to be the best bet? What do you think today?
Well, I'm thinking we might be able to find ourselves somewhere out of the wind in the estuaries. The beaches are no good because the wind's blowing already. So we might try for a lazy flathead on a bit of mullet strips.
Okay, all righty. On mullet. And as we always say, put the big ones back, Wormer.
Give them a kiss and put them back.
Well, these days, I mean, you've got the phone with you. You can take the photo, whack it on the brag mat if you've got one, and just whack them back. And, you know, they're a great fish to catch, but even better to put back and let breed so our estuaries are nice and healthy and full of young flathead, as we say. Absolutely magnificent. And remember your trace. Don't get bitten off. And cover your bucket. We had the shocking story of a bloke having a brim taken out of his bucket on the North Beach. Was it last week by a sea eagle?
Still not happy. Still not happy.
Oh, oh, oh. You, dear, that is the ultimate. Imagine that, like you've taken all morning to catch it and then have the sea eagle taken away. Never mind.
And planning your fish and chips with it.
Yeah, I know. You'd be dreaming of crispy chips. And do you go the chicken salt with your, if you make your chips at home or your baked potatoes or just normal salt?
Just normal salt.
Mm. My better half is on a crusade of not using salt and I can't cop it, Wormer. I can't. I've got to have it. My grandmother, I can remember her, even having an orange, Wormer, she would put salt on it.
Yes, yes. And some foods you just need salt.
You do. And the old expression, he's not worth his salt, from back when they used to get paid with salt. But anyway, you know, every 12 months, there's some type of food is the new devil, that the do-gooders come out and say, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. You just got to wait.
What do you have on your 20 cents piece worth of steak?
That's right. Exactly right.
That's all you're allowed now.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I used to call them, remember when they used to call it nouveau cuisine when it came in? I used to call them bank card meals because you could actually fit them on your bank card. They were so small.
And they tasted like your bank card.
Yeah, we're a couple of crap. We're like the two old blokes on the veranda at the theatre at the Muppets. Anyway, for the fishos today, we are feeling positive, although the conditions are going to be windy again and the beaches are no good. You're sending us out to the estuary.
Yeah, out to the estuary and try for a flathead on mullet strips.
Thank you, Wormer. Have a great day.
Thanks, Strawny.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Well, to the movies, and a Toy Story 4 mini teaser marks the return of Woody's flame, Bo Peep, 20 years after she was given away. And ahead of the debut of Only Fools and Horses, the musical in London, the cast assembled at the show's legendary Nelson Mandela House for a glittering photo call with the Trotter family's reliant Robin this week. Del Boy, Rodney and Grandad returned to the Peckham housing estate as the new cast posed in full costume ahead of the show's debut on February 9 at London's Theatre Royal Haymarket. Gee, that was a funny show.
Why'd they call him Trigger? Does he carry a gun?
No, it's because he looks like a horse.
Listen.
Mostly sunny and a top of 31 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Safer seas coming for local boaties. Port Macquarie and Crowdy Harrington Marine Rescue Units will get new 6.8 metre boats and a new comms system going to Camden Haven. Meanwhile, Lord Howe Island will get a new $1.4 million rescue unit with $250,000 worth of communications equipment. Port Macquarie MP Leslie Williams says it's a big commitment.
Community safety is our top priority, and this major investment for our local marine rescue units will deliver further protection and reassurance for everybody who enjoys our very popular waterways.
The Port Macquarie community is invited to join Father Leo Donnelly's family at St Agnes Parish Church to celebrate his life on Friday from 10:30 a.m. A large turnout is expected to remember the much-loved former parish priest. As a result, Hay Street will be closed to general traffic between Haywood Street and William Street from 6 a.m. Attendees will be seated by 9:30 a.m. The mass will conclude around noon with a private burial to follow. Congratulations has gone out to the Comboyne Show Agricultural and Horticultural Society, earning funds for much-needed upgrades. The announcement was made on Monday by Lion MP Dr David Gillespie.
I was really pleased to be with the Show Society members and announce $19,000 from the Federal Coalition Stronger Community Program will allow them to complete the redo of the fencing around the showground.
The welcome support will boost safety, and without it, there was a risk the annual Comboyne Camp Draft and Comboyne Show itself would not have been able to go ahead. A bushfire yesterday at Ellenborough on Toms Creek Road west of Wauchope. It's now covering 88 acres and being controlled by the Rural Fire Service. And off the back of work done at schools over summer, Oxy MP Melinda Pavey has announced a commitment to wipe out the electorate school maintenance backlog. Now to sport. Big news for Rainbow Warriors FC, a soccer club based on the mid-north coast for young people with special needs. They have gained Level 1 accreditation in the FFA's National Club Accreditation Scheme. Through doing so, it's showing sponsors, grant providers, club members and the community that they've got the governance to continue growth and committed to providing opportunities for more children to play the sport. Northern New South Wales Club Development Officer Philip Andrews says they ran a successful program last year and the club now looking to grow its player and volunteer base. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light north to northeasterly wind again today, so that means those northern corners do have the cleanest and the best conditions for a surf. And there's a few small little waves around. The swell is out of the northeast. Wave size is only around that 1 to 1.5 feet, so it's ideal for those micro grommets and beginner surfers. We do have a low tide around 12:15 today. High tide is around 6 o'clock this evening, and the water temperature in Port Macquarie is down around 17 to 18 degrees.
We know the Papinburra fire's been going for a while, but there was a new one yesterday as well. From the New South Wales Rural Fire Service, Meteor Officer and former Triple M genius announcer Greg Allen. How are you, Greg?
Strongly, I'm very well. Thanks for the time to update this morning.
Good on you, buddy. Now, quite seriously, let's talk about yesterday, particularly west of the Hastings, a lot of smoke. Can you take us through a status update on the Papinburra fire and also the one that broke out at Toms Creek yesterday?
Yeah, sure. Let's start with the Toms Creek fire near Ellenborough. That's about 25 k's west of Wauchope. Our crews were alerted to this incident just after midday yesterday. It was putting up quite a bit of smoke in the area, which residents may have seen. They might still be being affected by that smoke through the morning. It's burnt close to around 90 hectares. As of last night, we still had around 20 firefighters working on that fire. It is at the advice level. There's no threats to properties. There were no threats to properties yesterday. There's a number of isolated residents in the area, but there's no current threat. It is still at the advice level. And the Papinburra Creek fire, Papinburra Road fire at Fraser's Creek, that has been going, as you said, for almost a week. It's being patrolled with crews still looking at that fire. There's been some smouldering within the containment lines, but that's well within the middle of the fire with no current threats to any properties with that fire eater.
Good on you, Greg. All right, thanks for the update, and our thanks go particularly to our wonderful members of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service who are doing a great job in keeping everybody safe. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Johnny.
Triple M right across the coast. We're going to be live tomorrow from 1 from the Port Macquarie Blood Donor Centre to wind up the Harvey Norman Triple M Save 2019 Lives Blood Drive. The great Cindy Lauper there, and girls just want to have fun. It is 11 to 7 on what is a glorious morning across the coast, but there is more to come. Yes, tomorrow's going to be exactly the same, and we drastically need some rain. Looks like Friday, they're saying showers and storms, and also Saturday as well. So hopefully, particularly for our fireys, that things will calm down a little. 13 27 10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site, or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here is Lee Jollo. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Terrific, buddy. Ready to rock and roll. And can you believe it? 30th, 31st tomorrow. It's going to be February and 1/12th of the year is over on Friday.
1/12th. Yeah, like nice, it, nice. Yeah. Oh, we're getting through it, aren't we?
We're getting through it. We are. What are they saying today, Lee?
Yes, so on the front page of the Daily Telegraph today, the headline there, MDMA... A leading drug reform campaigner who is an advocate for pill testing at music festivals and directs a think tank which produces drug education resources for schools wants the drug ecstasy, or MDMA, to be regulated and sold in stores such as pharmacies. Dr. Alex Woodack, a harm minimisation campaigner and head of the Australian Drug Law Reform Foundation, said the proper regulation of cannabis and MDMA would lower the risks of drugs, and pharmacies could be a place to sell the pills. As well as that, ALP aborts key policy. A major election document prepared for the Labor Party ahead of this year's state poll, in which decriminalise abortion was trumpeted as a key policy platform, has been leaked, leaving the opposition scrambling to change the wording last night. It's through an embarrassing rewrite, reportedly. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, schools divide deepens. The education gulf in New South Wales is widening, with the numbers of high-achieving HSC students increasingly concentrated in advantaged schools at the expense of disadvantaged schools, new research has revealed. And Huawei executive in scandal set up Australia operations. The Huawei executive, at the centre of an international sanctions-busting and trade secret theft scandal, established and oversaw the firm's Australian operations while she was allegedly engaged in a global criminal conspiracy.
All right, thank you, Lee. Actually, I've always wanted to know how to say that name. Like, who are they? I didn't know. Huawei.
You did. Huawei, yeah. Who are they? Yeah.
Who are they? Huawei?
Yeah, yeah, okay. I learned from the ABC, so they must know.
There you go. The first three letters of the alphabet, always a great source of information. All right, Lee, thank you for that. Now, good news for Marine Rescue in Port Macquarie yesterday.
Yeah, great news. It must be getting closer to the election season. Safer seas are coming for local boaties. Port Macquarie and Crowdy Harrington Marine Rescue units will get new 6.8-metre boats, and a new comm system is going to go to Camden Haven Marine Rescue. Meanwhile, Lord Howe Island, which is also in the electorate, will get a new $1.4 million rescue unit with $250,000 worth of communications equipment there. So good news, and that'll keep our waters a little bit safer.
For sure. When you look at actually how many rescues Marine Rescue have done over the last 4 weeks, you know, over the busy period, it's just amazing, and that's really good news.
So
good on you, Lee. Thank you for that.
My friends told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I said what you did there, an electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, as usual, we are strapping ourselves in for what's going to be a hilarious couple of minutes, as usual. Tony, good morning. What have you got for us?
I've got information that I get through to you every time I ring Coffs Harbour.
And Tony, what are you doing? Sorry, mate, it's like a pizza number. If you're in our area, that's what happens. So I'm sorry, Tony, but tell Moffy what we said good day. Tell Moffy we said good day. Okay, all right, buddy. It's one of those days. Hello, Michael.
Hello, how are you going, Ronnie?
Mate, I'm fantastic. What have you got for us?
Listen, this guy comes from Italy, goes to Centrelink, says, I want a job where I wear a uniform. So they give him a job as a doorman at a cheese factory. He's got a beautiful black suit with gold buttons and red epaulettes. All he has to do is open the door. So 2 years later, he decides to go back to Italy to visit family. He's at the airport, sees the Salvation Army guy. He thinks he's got the same suit as me. So he walks up and says, excuse me, who do you work for? He says, I work for the Lord Jesus. He says, I work for his brother, a crown for Jesus.
Oh, no. Oh, jeez. Well, it is Worst Joke Wednesday. John, can you beat that one, please?
Yeah, mate. Two dogs and a cat are facing God in heaven. And God says to the Alsatian, what do you believe? And he says, I believe in trust and honesty. Oh, good, you can sit to my left. Says to the Chihuahua, what do you believe? He says, I believe in honesty, loyalty and being affectionate. He said, oh, good, you can sit to my right. And he says to the cat, now, what do you believe? And the cat says, I believe you're sitting in my seat.
Yes, yes, yes. Worst Joke Wednesday again, living up to its name.
Strawny.
Triple M and the $1,000 birthday wheel coming up after 8. That is ABBA there at SOS. It's 9 to 8.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured. And I was like, what?
Oh, I said what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yeah, we go to the soundproof booth now. He's back from holidays. Glenn Stewart, good morning.
You're good. I have 1 week off. How many did you have?
Well, no, I just had a couple. Well, maybe three. Listen, Russell was the bloke said, oh, he said he's always on holidays, Glenn Stewart.
Yeah. He's on holidays now.
Is he? Ah, that's right. And he's got a big one coming up later on in the year too. I've been talking to him about that. So,
yes.
you're going to be, of course, not allowed to take holidays while Russell. You two can't have the same time off at the same time, can you?
No.
Okay. Worst Joke Wednesday. Tony.
Someone's got to do this fantastic show.
Exactly. Tony, who got a cross line, Michael or John? Who did you like out of that?
Oh, I think Michael from Greenhill will do me today.
Oh, yeah, he certainly will.
Thank you.
A nice voucher at the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant is coming Michael's way. And talking about the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant, Valentine's Day coming up. And look, we really strongly advise to book 3-course meal and a free bottle of Plonk.
Sure, for $70. So it's the menu, but the boys have put a great menu together this year. So, yeah, bookings are essential.
Okay. Now, also, let's talk about tonight because the lucky members draw is climbing up.
It went off there just before Christmas, not long ago, actually. And it's back to $1,500.
$1,500 tonight. And also trivia with Jerry. And Jerry's got a get-in question for you that is a beauty. Now, you ready for this? What type of food did astronaut John Young smuggle into outer space? What type of food did astronaut John Young smuggle into outer space? Was it a donut, a corned beef sandwich, or a hot dog? All right. That's Jerry's getting question. A hot dog? Imagine. Oh, I don't know. I don't want to go there. All right.
So what about Friday's music?
Yeah.
The world-renowned Bestie and Andy are back.
The Bestie and Andy, of course. Straight from the golf course. Yeah, that's right.
Straight off the golf course.
And also, I love Saturday Night's band. You got the Hillbillies there.
The Rockabilly Hillbillies. They're great, these guys. So if you like that sort of style, come down.
All right. All at our great sponsors, the Port City Bowling Club in beautiful Owen Street in Port Macquarie, right by Town Beach. I saw Bobby driving the bus the other day. I reckon while the heat's on, I reckon a lot of people have been taking advantage of getting Bobby to drive them to the club.
I got in the other day before in the holidays and the air conditioning was blistering and it blew my face off.
Oh, just magnificent. That's what you want to see. Oh, well, blew your hair off anyway. Thank you, Glenn Stewart. All you right, walked mate, into that one.
Strawny.
Triple M and Strawny for Brekkie, Blondie and Call Me. It's 11 past 8 and sunny today. It's Groundhog Day. It's another sunny day. 28 on the coast, 35 inland. And a reminder, tomorrow I'll be helping out Caleb as the Triple M Harvey Norman 2019 blood drive comes to a conclusion. It's going to be the end of January. Can you believe it? Tomorrow we'll be live at the blood bank from 1 o'clock, Clarence Street, Port Macquarie. I will be donating. I will be having a double choc milkshake and a little bit of cake. I'd love you to come and join me. Why don't you make a reservation today? Book in today at your local Red Cross Blood Donor Centre. It's good fun, it makes you feel good, and remember, one donation can save three lives. Just think about that. Think about it. One donation can save three lives. Come down. Book in tomorrow. Come and see us. We'll have some fun tomorrow at the Blood Bank to wrap up the Harvey Norman Blood Drive. And we thank Harvey's very much for partnering with us and making, or like enabling the Mid-North Coast to come along and be part of this wonderful effort to save 2019 lives. We'll talk to you more about that tomorrow. 13 past eight. Time for
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, Seb, we go straight to Annette this morning, who's feeling confident. Or hope you are, Annette. You're feeling it in your bones, Annette. That's good. All right. All we're going to do is match your birthday on the wheel. You get the 1,000, thanks to our good friends at 40 Wings. What number are we trying to spin up?
Now, Strawn, I've just had my 50th, so I need it on the 24th, please.
24th, all right. Come on. Welcome to the 50-up club, Annette.
Yeah, thanks.
24th, come on. It's gone straight past and lands on the number 16. Was it the 24th of January?
Yes, it was.
Well, do you share it with my son? How about that?
Oh, lovely.
There you go. But it's
nice
landed
person as well.
Yeah, landed on the number 16, and I'm sorry. Can't give you the cash, Annette, but tomorrow, mind. Christy does the big draw for the Triple M prize pack, which is the bag jam-packed full of goodies. I've got phone numbers, etc. for you.
Thank you.
We will whack you in the draw for that, and good luck.
Thank you. Thanks, Johnny.
Good on you, Annette. Now, birthdays today, I can tell you, Corey Ringe is celebrating his 27th birthday today. Good on you, Corey. Love comes from Mum and Dad. Also, happy birthday to Ray Cassidy of Port Macquarie. Love comes from Megan, James, Ella and the whole gang. And people like Corey and Ray are celebrating their birthdays today with Phil Collins, Christian Bale and rugby great Eddie Jones, all born on this day, the 30th of January. 7 to 9, just before we go to Christy with what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union, there's a big story breaking here in racing. Now, police and racing authorities have raided the stables of leading Victorian horse trainer Darren Weir. It was first reported on the 3AW breakfast rumour file. Federal police joined stewards in an early morning swoop at Weir's Warrnambool and Ballarat stables. Weir, who's 48, is Victoria's reigning premiership winning trainer. A one-time small trainer in Western Victoria, his rise has been meteoric. And in the past 5 years, he won the Melbourne Cup with Prince of Penzance in 2015. And he's got 5 runners in 8 races at Mornington today, including 2 favourites. Interesting. Watch this space, as they say. I'm sure Ray will have more after 9 on 131873.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, here she is, Christy. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. It's halfway through the week and almost February. It's crazy to know that the year's flying by already.
Yeah, I know. It's just incredible because I know tomorrow one of your other... It's on Friday. One of your jobs will be to draw the consolation prize for the birthday wheel for January. January's going to be over.
And then it'll be February's over and then we'll be at the end of the year.
I know.
Crazy.
Yeah. What's on today?
Well, the Matilda Street Gallery Summer Art Show continues in Maxwell today, and the Port Macquarie Swim Club meet tonight at the pool in Gordon Street. And just a reminder, Shorty, anyone wanting to do their bronze in Port Macquarie, the Surf Club, they start the new Bronze Surf Rescue Certificate and IRB crew course from February 11th, so make sure you find out more about that. And also, tomorrow, Shorty, we're going to be live from the Australian Red Cross Blood Centre in Port Macquarie and Clarence Street, because it's our initiative this year, Triple M and Harvey Norman Port Macquarie. We're trying to save 2019 lives this year, so we need blood donations. And basically, Caleb today will be giving us an update on the tally. So I believe it's getting up there. We're almost well and truly on our way to making sure we save 2019 lives, because would you believe one donation can save up to 3 lives?
Yeah, really and simple.
Nice. Well, you'll be donating tomorrow, are you?
I'm a regular donor. Like, my card is so old. I think it's, you can only just make out that I'm O positive. I'm always a positive person, so there you go. I think it's... There you go. But we're going to have some fun tomorrow. And people can be like me And if you order a double choc milkshake, they'll say, sure, fine. I do it all the time when I'm there. So we're going to be there with our arms out, but with our arms out to have needles stuck in them to help save people's lives. It's going to be good fun. Come down and say good day tomorrow and come and have a double choc milkshake with me. That's a good invitation.
Exactly.
Yeah, very nice. All right, Christy, thank you for that.
Thanks, Johnny. If you have an not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid North Coast.
Classic hits, Triple M and Strawdy's Brekkie Show, wrapping up what's been a very, very busy Wednesday, Worst Joke Wednesday. Also, Greg Allen with an update on the fires in the Hastings. Missed any of that? Just go to my page and press catch up on the website. And you can also hear Greg's interview on the Facebook site as well. Whatever you're doing, have a great Wednesday, everybody. Ray after nine.